Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and praise God, and we thank Him for allowing us again to share another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast with you in the study of the all-powerful, all-sustaining Word of God. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we count it a privilege and an honor as we humbly bring forth to you the Word of God. Thank you so much for taking your time to tune in this evening. And if you have not already gathered together your Bibles and pad, pencil, in case you want to take some notes, feel free to do so. We're going to go ahead and start and bring in a song of praise, ushering in the presence of our God. And then we will come back to you with a word of prayer. We have within the studios tonight a woman of God that is our guest minister, Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. She's a woman of God that does not mind sharing the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the masses. And she does so, praise God, with the anointing and with the power and the clarity of the Holy Spirit and Almighty God. But before we go into the message tonight, we want to play a song of praise for you to let you know that no matter what the difficulty may be, no matter what you may be going through, there will be glory after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on! Hallelujah! We want to encourage you tonight.
there will be glory. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. I ask everybody if you would please just join me in prayer this evening. Praise God. We're going to go before the throne of grace. Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We give you all the glory, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence with us this evening, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you promised never to leave us nor forsake us, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that with every trial, with every test, Heavenly Father, Lord God, you are right there, Lord God. We thank you that your word says that no weapon that's formed against us, Lord, shall ever prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you promise that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want for anything, Lord. Yes. That surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Mm-hmm. That even as we walk through the valley, Lord God, of the shadow of death, Lord God, you promise that you would be right there, Lord God. Yes. I lift up to you, Lord God, families that may be dealing with this coronavirus, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord, and speak healing to each family member, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your healing power that covers them from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet, Father God. Yes. Thank you, Lord God, for that family that may be dealing with financial difficulty, Lord God. We pray that you make a way for them out of no way, Lord God. We pray for that marriage, Lord God, that may be going through difficulty, Lord God. Strained relationships, Father. Bring forth your restoration, Lord God, right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the hand of the enemy against God's people. Yeah. Satan, you have no place. You have no dominion. You have no authority. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus comes against you. Yeah. We thank you, Father God, that your word says that when we are in your presence, Lord God, there is fullness of joy, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for every test. There will come forth a mighty testimony. We thank you for every situation of mess. There will come forth a mighty message, Father God. Yes. Thank you, Lord God, for your divine intervention, Lord God, that brings forth, Heavenly Father, peace, that brings forth joy, that brings forth your grace, that brings forth your mercy. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You are an awesome God. You are a wonderful God, Lord. And we know that no matter what the situation may be, Father, that you are still in full control. Oh, Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor. And now we ask, Lord God, that you bless the woman of God that will bring forth the word tonight. Anoint her afresh, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you that you touch her vocal cords, Lord, that she may be able to speak forth your word with power, with anointing, and with clarity, Heavenly Father. Thank you for everyone that has signed in and tuned into this broadcast tonight, that your word, Lord God, will go forth, touching hearts and minds, Lord God, that it will bring forth restoration, Lord, that it will bring forth healing, that it will bring forth your grace to the hearers, Lord, that they will not only be hearers, but they will be doers of your word also. Yes. Lord, for this we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that is above all names, and that is in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God and hallelujah to his name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to go ahead and we're going to bring in and dispatch Elder Green into the studio. Elder Green, if you just press 1 on your dial pad, praise God. We're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you this evening. Elder Green, are you there?
Yes, I am. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen. We welcome you tonight. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Give honor to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst and their ministry. We thank God for able to speak tonight on December 28th. To God be the glory. My text will be coming from Romans, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 2nd verse. And it begins as this, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I will be speaking from a subject, when we live by faith in Christ, he will help us to stand. On December 25th, 2020, we celebrated Christmas. The beginning of the year of 2020, some people made resolutions about different plans or goals they will strive to reach for the year. In spite of these things, they could not have planned for the pandemic that was about to infect our nation, our families, our job, the healthcare system, and our everyday lives. Our plans were diverted, vacation canceled, school and classroom outlook was reorganized into living room or wherever you could find a space. In relationships involving couples, spouses, was about to do some readjustment to those who were not used to isolation and downsizing to remember what love got to do with it, meaning our relationship communication line need to be open. The communication between law enforcement and race discrimination has reached a greater stress image on our nation along with this health issue. There was different businesses, churches, schools, and restaurants closing because of safety and security concern for the people and their workers to decrease the flow of this pandemic to reduce the spread. We was facing more fear over faith as the people was cautioned by the governors and other leaders to follow the guidelines. In the midst of everything, there was confusion and scarcity of items. Finally, various instructions was given and certain steps was put into action to keep order as we face these troubles. See, the believer had to face these fears and be reminded about their faith in Christ as family structures and the assembly of their worship service changed. As a result, the foundation of salvation is faith in Christ, and it leads to the doorway of peace with God. See, the word stand has several meanings: to endure, to adhere, to principle, to have a position, to sustain, to withstand, to tolerate without flinching, or to remain firm in the face of. But see, the writer of Romans chapter 5 was Paul. He told the Christians in Rome about the good news, the salvation of God, and his faith in God so that the believer will have faith in him alone. See, Paul was teaching them and us how to triumph in our troubles. See, in this chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, there are four steps to help us to live by faith, to stand so we will know how to go through problems or situations and come out victoriously. See, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, in faith, there is assurance and anticipation, conviction of past experience, and patiently waiting for the results from the Lord. See, the first step is the believer must believe and have a solid faith in Christ Jesus as their personal Savior. See, faith involves belief and complete trust in God and relying on the work of Christ. See, when a sinner accepts the salvation that God offers, it was by his grace that that they receive this salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians 2:8-9, verse, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not a work, lest any man should boast. See, it is the grace, God's grace, not our faith that save us. By his abundant mercy and his saving faith, bring us into a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for us to be more like him. See, this grace of God through faith in his Son will carry us from spiritual death into life more abundantly. When we put our faith in him, we can go to him for healing, like the centurion man who had a servant that was dear to him that was sick and ready to die in Luke, the 7th chapter, the 2nd through the 10th verse. See, he sent the elders of the Jews to inquire about Jesus coming to his house to heal his servant because they thought he was worthy because of his good work. So when Jesus decided to listen to them and go farther on and go to the sentry house, he sent one of his friends and told Jesus, said, don't trouble yourself. I'm not worthy for you to come into my house because I send others and not myself. But if you just say the word, my servant will be healed. See, the sentry was a Gentile who only heard of Jesus but did not know him personally. But his amazing faith, believing in what Jesus had done and that Jesus spoke with authority and power, trust in Jesus Christ's work and the power of God to perform this miracle. See, Jesus marveled at how this man, who was placed under authority to be a captain over soldiers, believed that the authority that Jesus had is greater than anything. And when Jesus speak a word, it will go out and accomplish his will. See, Jesus turned to the crowd of people and said, I have not found such a great faith, not even in Israel. In Luke 7, chapter 9, verse. But in Hebrews 11, chapter and 6, verse, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, he wants us to believe without a shadow of doubt in our hearts that he is God Almighty. In Israel 1:24, he is the maker of heaven and earth in Genesis 1:1. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, in Genesis 22:14. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved, in Psalms 26:6. When we live by faith in Christ, he will help us to stand. The second step is to be justified. Justified means to be vindicated, to show or make right. Justified also means to be declared not guilty. It is only through faith in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross are we justified. For in Romans, the 3rd chapter, the 24th to the 26th verse says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, a sacrifice of atonement, through the faith in his blood, the shedding of his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. That means a restraining from enforcing something, such as a debt, which was our sin. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. This gracious work of justification take place through faith in Jesus Christ's work that he has done, and we receive the benefits of that work by faith. See, the act of the justification is the basis of God's mercy in the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus.
Now, God sees the believers as in Christ and is therefore declaring the believers is righteous. See, the Lord declared the person righteous in the righteousness of Christ, not in his own, but God accepted them because of what Jesus Christ has done. In 2 Corinthians mm-hmm. 5th chapter 17 verse said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things Amen. Are passed away. Behold, all things become new. See, Christ redeemed us from slavery to sin. It was Jesus who purchased our freedom, and the cost of that price was his life. The third step is peace with God. See, peace with God means that there is no sin blocking our relationship with him, and there's no more hostility, but we have been reconciled with him. See, Jesus had paid the price for our sin and made it possible for us to have peace with God through his death on the cross. See, Jesus came into this world to bring us a spiritual peace. See, our peace comes from God. In the midst of difficult circumstances, you can experience God's peace as you put your trust in him, that he will take care of you for no matter what that you might be facing. Because it said in Psalms 21:11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. When we are weak and unsettled, the Lord will give us calmness in the midst of suffering and trial. In the Old Testament, peace in Hebrew, shalom, means completeness, wellness, and wholeness. In the Jews' greeting, shalom means a wish for peace and peace itself. In the New Testament, it has a richer meaning, linking up with the blessings of God. That's let us know that we can receive these blessings from God. And when we receive it, we have salvation with God, complete restoration, God's grace. We can preach peace to others and have an inner tranquility by trusting in the Lord. Because it says in Isaiah 9:6-7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increasing of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it, with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever. In the peace that Christ talked about was a connection of trust, hope, and quietness in our spirit and mind that we would serve as a reconciled people with God. See, the fourth step is hope and joy. See, joy is an expression of gladness, happiness, a source or a cause of delight. Joy is one characteristic of God through his creation and among his people. See, God wants his people to enjoy him and all that he has given them to enjoy in this life. He wants us to enjoy ourselves with the right behavior and self-discipline. See, joy in the New Testament is one of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5th chapter 22nd verse. When a believer grows in the newness in Christ, the more indwelling of the Spirit of Christ develops the quality of his joy within them. It is a quality of peace, and his strength will enable the believers to rejoice in the midst of sorrow and trouble. In James, the first chapter, and the second verse, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. This is not saying that if, but when you fall into temptations and when you go through trials in your life, believe in the word of God. If all possible, have a positive outlook, though the times will get tough, but God is on your side. You don't have to act happy, but this experience would teach us to have patience and learning to place the process of placing our hands in God's hand and let him work it out. See, in Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 10th through the 12th verse, it says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you." That means you may be subject to verbal and physical or word abuse, and it even persecute you. That means sometimes we may go through harassment. Sometimes we may be punished physically or be afflicted. But it says, "Shall all manner evil against you falsely for my sake." He said, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted they the prophets which was before you." See, Jesus is desiring the word blessed as the experience of inward joy and hope of him of never leaving nor forsaking you in the times of your trials and suffering. We have to follow Jesus in order to stand and put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day and have done all to stand. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 13th to the 17th verse, says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on a breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherein you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." See, one thing the believer need to know is that Satan is the father of lies. And that is one thing he will fight with, is lies that sound like the truth. See, Satan will attack our heart, which is the seat of our emotion, our trust, and our self-worth. He will sow discord and insults in your home, in your church, use setbacks on your job and scandals in your community. But God is our defense and our shield. Satan will make you think that your load is too heavy and that negative response are too much to handle. But in Psalms 55 and 22nd verse says, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." When one door closed, the Lord will make a way for the new good news to continue spreading around the world. When we live by faith in Christ, he will help us to stand. Hope is a genuine faith in the promises of God. Hope is having a strong confidence in the Lord, and patience that has no doubt what God has promised, he is able to perform. In Romans 4, the 18th verse and the 20th through the 21st verse says, "Who against hope, believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so that thy seed be." He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able to perform. See, Abraham had that kind of faith in God. And Abraham was shrinking, even though he went through mistakes and obstacles and failures in his life, he kept on trusting in God's word. And if you trust in his word, believe me, the word will help you to stand. The fulfillment of the promise was in Christ, and the world was blessed and received the blessing of the salvation of God because of the faith that Abraham had and the faith that Jesus Christ had and the death at his cross. So as we go through tribulations in our life, we will learn how to depend on Christ more. Our belief and trust is the element in faith that will keep us grounded in his love. We are grateful and thankful to God for how much he loves us when we was yet sinners. And Romans 5, 5th chapter and 8 verses said, but God commend his love to us that in while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, if God the Father loved you when you was rebellious, he can definitely strengthen you now that you love him in return. See, Christ will take our suffering and turn the troubles in our life for our good and build our character to become more like him on the inside of our heart. So when the spirit and the heart is broken from the pains and the experience of stress and frustration, the peace of God can bring calmness within you and heal you so that it will show you how much he cares for you, because we are the accepted in his beloved in Ephesians 1 and 6. When we live by faith in Christ, he will help us to stand so we can overcome through each trial. As we persevere, God's power and grace will bring a reason of hope beyond Christ, giving us something that no circumstance can take away. Because he said in Romans 15 and 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. See, God's hope will cause us to be strengthened when we are weak from the attacks of Satan and the cares of the world. His power will give us the peace that passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. His hope will not deceive us, and his hope will not make us ashamed of our affliction. Because in 2 Corinthians 4-7 verse, for our light affliction, which is for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. When we understand that we live by faith in Christ, he will keep us to stand, because we will begin to realize that our peace, our love, our joy, and our hope comes from him alone. His hope will not disappoint us because of his love for us, and it is sealed with the Holy Spirit. As the Spirit of love, which draws out love in us towards him again as we trust in him. When we were sometimes in darkness, now through Christ Jesus, we are in light in him and walk as children of light. As we stand as children of light, your actions and attitude shall reflect your faith in the Lord. We should live above reproach morally, so that the spirit of his goodness will rise upon us. He will give us the power to endure, so we can shine brighter as the light to the world, a lighthouse shining in a storm, to show other believers that when we live by faith in Christ, he will help us to stand. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Green, for that powerful, powerful word. Praise God.
Thank God for the woman of God, Elder Green, praying for that powerful word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God be all the glory. When we live by faith in Christ, God will help us to stand. Amen. We thank God for that word. We need that word each and every day to live out that daily word, praise God, and to remind us as a believer that we got hope. We got hope and faith in God. Amen.
Amen.
Yet our foundation of truth is in God by faith, to walk by faith and not by sight. So the woman of God was telling, we can triumph in through our troubles. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. We can triumph in Christ through our faith in God. Amen. And to strengthen us, to increase us in that area for our day-to-day living. Amen. And we live in Christ. And we need to understand that if we continue to believe in the word of God, continue to trust God, God will help us to strengthen, help us to live in our day-to-day walk in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Elder Green talked about tonight, and this message was so timely. When we live by faith in Christ, God Christ will help us. He will help us to stand. We have different times in our life when the trials and the tribulations, they come. And this year has been a year of many that have faced trials and have faced tribulations of various kinds. Oh, but the coronavirus and COVID-19 was just one of many. However, there was, as I was sharing, even in the midst of the prayer, many that have faced financial situations and relationship issues and health issues and a variety of different struggles during this year. But we can say, but God. And this was a but God message, praise God. No matter what the situation or circumstance is, Elder Green shared with us that if we just live by faith in Christ, he will never fail us. He will help us to stand. There's a scripture that says, having done all to stand, God will never fail you. Jesus is right there. She talked about the four principles of assurance and justification and having peace with God, that as well as I think the fourth one was believing and being grounded in the things of God. We have to be able to know how, no matter what, to be able to stand on the word of God, having faith. And faith is so important. It was so important that God gave even a measure of it to everybody. He said in his word that he's given us all a measure of faith, and that is enough, because all we have to have is faith the size of a mustard seed. And if you've ever seen a mustard seed, that is a tiny, tiny seed. But just faith that size will help you to be able to stand on it, trusting in God's word, be able to help you move mountains. And so we thank God for the woman of God that delivered, again, this timely message.
Yes,
what a powerful message. What a message that you can take, and no matter what your situation or circumstance, because the enemy, he will try, and he does. He tries to war against God's people in particular. But nevertheless, the word of God tells us that Jesus Christ has already overcome all the powers of the enemy. Satan, he tries to come, the word says, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But it says as a, not at, like a or a roaring lion. It says as a roaring lion. He's a toothless lion, meaning that he has no power and authority over God's children, over God's people. But because all we have to do is, as the woman of God shared tonight, live by our faith. That acronym for faith someone shared once upon a time is forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all things, I put my trust in him. And that him is in our Father God and in Jesus Christ. Oh, what a powerful, powerful message. All we got to do is just believe and be able to stand on God's word. And when we looking for peace in the midst of a storm, no matter what, as the woman of God shared, that our peace comes from God. And no matter what we might be facing, all we got to do is be able to trust wholeheartedly in his word, that word that never, never, ever, never fails, praise God. Oh, what a powerful message. What a powerful message. She even talked about in the word about our enemy Satan, who is the father of lies. You know, everything that you hear that is contrary to the word of God, you know that that's coming from our enemy Satan. If he tells you that, no, you can't do something, you know that you can. And if he tells you that you're sick, you know that that's a lie, because Jesus Christ was said in his word, in the word of God, that we were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. Everything that Satan tells us is a lie. He's the father of lies. He will try to attack our emotions and our thoughts, and I try to cause our thoughts to be attacked so that it will change our behavior. But so that's the reason why the word of God tells us that we are to think on those things that are true and that are lovely and that are of a, what a good report, praise God. Oh, Stan, we're talking about faith in God tonight and being able to stand on his word. There are, praise God, there are those things that we learn, the principles of the Bible that we take even when we're young. When you teach your children these principles that will continue to last, that will carry us and that will carry them, even in the darkest of times, praise God, even in the darkest of difficulties, praise God, the word of God is that light. Oh, yes, it is. It is that light that will guide you, that light that will keep you. Oh, yes, praise God, that light through the Holy Spirit that will direct you and that will sustain you, no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the circumstance. So we give God praise for the woman of God tonight. Yes, we do. That brought forth the message, when we live by faith in Christ, he will help us to stand. We're going to go ahead and open up our lines tonight. If there is one that can share a testimony about how you operated in faith in Christ and how he helped you to be able to stand, we'd love to hear your testimony. The word of God tells us that the others are won by your testimony. So don't be afraid to open your mouth and be able to share the goodness of God. There may be someone that absolutely is going through some things that needs to hear your testimony and know that, huh, if God brought him out, if God brought her through, then he will be able to bring me through as well. God is not a respecter of persons, praise God. If he did it for one, oh, yes, he will do it for all. All we got to do, as the woman of God says, is to trust him, to live by that faith in Christ. And he will indeed help us to stand. Is there one tonight? Praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and that will dispatch you into the studio. And if you have a comment, if you have a testimony or a prayer request or a praise report, we would love to hear it tonight. We thank God for you, Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. Yes, we do. And that powerful word, that powerful, as I said, and timely word. Oh, that word tonight, it encouraged me, because sometimes the enemy tries to bring different bad reports. And sometimes even as those that are ministers of the gospel, we need to be able to hear, praise God, the word of God and be reminded and encouraged as well. So I thank you for bringing forth that powerful word.
Amen. God, we learn to encourage one another in faith. Amen.
Amen.
And be a blessing to our brother and to our sister, you know, to edify them, edify one another, to build each other up in the faith. Amen. So it should build you inside up in your faith, your spiritual man, build them up inside. Amen. That we can grow stronger together, and we take a stand for the things of God. And God bless you to be joyful, to rejoice in him. Bless you to trust in his word, to stand upon his word. No matter what we go to, no matter what circumstance we have, no matter what difficulty we have or trouble we have, God is there for us. He cares for us. Amen. He cares for you. He cares for me. So we learn to make a stand and have hope in that. Amen. Have hope and confidence in the Lord. Amen. As Elder Green was saying, we learn to keep our trust in God's word. We learn to treat our trust in the Holy Spirit. Amen. We learn to be stronger together in the word of God and our daily walk in Christ. We build us up and have more confidence and to stand even stronger in him.
Yeah, amen. Amen. We're living in a time have not seen before. Times of different things that have occurred this past year that have been unprecedented. But no matter what, we know as children of the Most High God that our God is still in control. There is absolutely nothing that is too hard, that is impossible for our God. And that is the essence of the message tonight. All we have to do is just trust him. No matter what things look like, he doesn't ask us to walk by the things that we see. He doesn't ask us to focus on what things look like. He tells us and commands us that we must walk by faith. Faith is so important that the word of God tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh, it took faith for you to be able to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Praise God. It took faith for you to be able to stand and share the word with another believer. Oh, you got to have faith to be able to live day by day. Daily living is an act of faith when you are a child of God. Because you know that no matter what, sometimes there are things that occur that are out of our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Oh God.
But God, all we have to do is turn to him. Turn to him. Praise God. And he adds his super to our natural and brings forth supernatural miracles right in our own lives. Miracles, praise God. Signs and wonders. Amen. Amen. So we give God all praise and we give him honor and glory tonight for God's presence and for his power and for the benefit, hallelujah, of being his children. Oh, yes, Lord. I don't see that there is one tonight that has tuned in or that would like to share, but we know that this word has again penetrated the minds and hearts of those that have heard it, praise the Lord. And again, we thank God. We're going to go ahead and give the invitation. And then, Elder Maddie, we have about 8 minutes or so left in the broadcast. And we're going to ask you after we pray to go ahead and close us out. We thank God. I didn't at the very beginning give honor to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. Under the direction of Archbishop Ruth Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones, we thank God for them and for them being the covering of our ministry as well. We thank God. This is the last Monday of the 2020 year. So thank God to each one of you that have supported this ministry. Praise God in your faithfulness, with your time, with your financial support. Thank you so much.
Amen.
To each one of you. We keep you lifted up. Also in our prayers, and we pray as we get ready to close out this 2020 year, that God just be with you and that he blesses you and watches over and keeps you as we end this 2020 year by faith and step into the blessings of 2021. And if you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as Savior of your life, Romans 10, 9, and 10 makes it so plain. He tells us that all we have to do is confess with our mouths and believe in our heart on the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead. And just with a simple confession and belief in our hearts and knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God has raised him from the dead and simply asking him, Lord, I am a sinner. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take up residence in my life for the rest of my life because I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that God Almighty, that you came here, lived, died, and was resurrected, and that God raised you from the dead. And if you prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you this evening, December the 28th, into the kingdom of God. Praise God. Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we rejoice as the angels are rejoicing on your behalf. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and ask Elder Green. Are you still with us, Elder Green?
I
Yes, I am.
Yes, praise God. We thank God for you.
Yes.
Will you go ahead and close us out in prayer this evening?
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
God, that it was you, Lord, care of us and watched over us and renew our strength when we was weak. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear Heavenly
Amen.
Father, we are praying for our nation, our state, the local government. We are praying for the people of God. We are praying for all believers in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Dear Lord. Touch them right now, dear God. Whatever they may be going through, whatever they have done gone through, or what they're about to go through, dear God, touch their heart. Strengthen their faith
yes.
within them, God. Heal their brokenness, dear God. Bless their soul, dear God. If they need a blessing, God, I pray right now that you will send it according to your need that you have blessed us with, that we'll learn to bless others. Because God is the one that blesses us. God is the one that keeps us. We pray that God will continue to bless the ministry and the covenant that's over the ministry of Pastor Constant, Pastor Jasper, and all that they do and their families in the name of Jesus. And God, we want to thank you for the word of God, for the word of God is truth. And we will forever give your name the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Again, we thank each one of you for tuning in tonight. Go forth and have a wonderful first of the new year. May God bless you and keep you and make his light to shine upon you and give you his peace. And to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Take it up and praise.
It's to our God.